In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, as we have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, by the message of the angel to the Virgin Mary, so by the message of his cross and passion, bring us to the glory of his resurrection, to the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament lesson for the Annunciation is from Isaiah chapter 7. The Lord spoke again to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God to give you a sign. It may be something in the depths or in the heights." "I will not ask it," Ahaz answered. "I will not test the Lord." "Listen now, house of David," he said. "Is it too little for you to weary men that you must also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive and have a son. His name will be Emmanuel. God is with us." This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson is from Hebrews chapter 10. The blood of bulls and goats can't take away sins. And that is why he says when he comes into the world, "You didn't want sacrifice and offering, but you prepared a body for me. Burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin didn't please you. Then I said, 'Look, I have come. The writing in the scroll of the book tells about me. I'm here to do what you want, O God.'" First he says, you didn't want and weren't pleased with sacrifice offerings, burnt offerings, and sacrifices for sin, which are offered according to the law. And then he says, "Look, I have come, and I'm here to do what you want." He takes away the first to set up the second. Doing God's will, Jesus Christ sacrificed his body only once, and so made us holy. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the verse in the gospel lesson. "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man by the name of Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Coming into her home, the angel said, "Greetings, you blessed one. The Lord is with you." Startled by what he said, she tried to figure out what such a greeting might mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her. "God has chosen to bless you. You see, you will conceive and have a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High God. And the Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David. And he will be king over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." "How can this be?" Mary asked the angel. "I've had no relations with a husband." "The Holy Spirit will come over you," the angel answered her, "and a power of the Most High God will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Now there is also Elizabeth, your relative. She is old, but she too conceived. People call her childless, but she's now in her sixth month. There's nothing that God will not be able to do." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "Let it happen to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the Annunciation, where the angel comes to Mary. It is really a tale of two women, two angels, and two men. You might be asking, two? I see in our gospel lesson, one angel, one woman, and where's the man? Well, it begins, though, in a much earlier spot, back in Genesis, in the garden, an angel, a fallen angel, mind you, but an angel nevertheless. She came to Eve. Her name would mean life. And that angel asked the woman, did God really say? And over a period of time, she was deceived. She believed the serpent, Satan, instead of God. And then there was the man, Adam. Adam, knowing better, took the fruit, ate it, rebelled against God, his creator, and disobeyed him. And by his disobedience, death entered into mankind. But there God made a promise that the seed of another woman would save her, would save us. Which brings us to our gospel today. There in Nazareth, another angel, Gabriel, he comes to Mary. Her name means bitterness. And she does not say, did God really say, but this is what the Lord says. Notice the difference. Did God really say, I got good news from you, from the Lord. What did God have to say to this woman? The Lord is with you. You will bear a son. He will be great. He will be the Son of the Most High. He will get the throne of his father David. And he will reign over Jacob forever. His kingdom will have no end. Hear into the message to this second woman. God's promise in the garden would be fulfilled. And now, she asks a question. You know, the first Eve said, well, God said, don't eat the fruit, don't even touch it, which is not what God said. But now Mary asked, how? How is this going to be? I'm a virgin. I don't have a husband. Well, not yet. I mean, she's betrothed to Joseph, but they haven't reached that spot in their marriage ceremony yet, which takes about a year. And the angel tells her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And so that which is conceived in you, he shall be called the Son of God. Well, Mary believes the messenger. She believes the word from God. She assents, let it be done to me according to your word. And so we have two women, two angels. One angel and one woman work contrary to God's will. One angel and one woman works according to God's will. One does not trust what God had to say. One only trusts what God has to say. And is there in her assent and her listening to the Lord that you and I are saved. She could have done something different. Thank God she didn't. I don't know. We're going to have to go find somebody else. I don't know. We don't need to speculate. But we know that she did. She obeyed God. She trusted God's word. And in that trust and that assent conceived in her is the other man. The promise, seed of the woman who would crush the head of the serpent even while having his heel struck. In her womb is the one who obeyed God even to the point of death. His obedience and his death, unlike the first Adam, brings life to the world. The first Adam brought death by his disobedience, his rebellion, as Eve was deceived. The second Adam He brings life and light to us. And the second Eve believed God's word. Now, we too are called to hear the words of the angel and to believe. And have Christ conceived in our hearts, that his life may be burst forth in our lives. That his life may give life and light into our spirits and to our souls. That we may now, through the hearing of the promise fulfilled, that we would become part of his kingdom. A kingdom which has no end. Yes, as one of my friends pointed out, today is the most important day of the year. Because on this day, God begins to deliver on his promise. That promise that comes to fulfillment. The seed comes into the world. See, he promised to Eve and Adam, a threat to the serpent. That seed that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That seed that was promised through Judah and then David, now comes to fulfillment in Mary's womb. And you and I and all the world now have the promise of life and salvation. We may think such things might be impossible. The world may think such things are impossible. How can a virgin have a man? Of course, now we've got artificial insemination, but that's still a need demand for that. No, God does something impossible. How can one woman's assent, how can one man's obedience to death save us? Well, nothing is impossible with God. God today does the impossible and saves humanity. All of us, everyone, no one excluded. Heaven's doors opened up to us. Paradise was once blocked by the cherubim, now opened up again. We need not fear death. We need not fear life or anything in between. For God, our Lord, has delivered to us a Savior. His name is Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.